and welcome to the Islands of Adventure 15th Anniversary Specials Extravaganza of Amazement. For the next 15 days, we will be giving away a free car and television set every single day. All you have to do is register on our website. So good luck with that one.
Leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to give them away. They couldn't actually figure out how to do it. So, yes.
Yeah, we're not going to give it away anyway.
Answer the secret question, which we will review later in the episode.
Your answer has no bearing on whether you win or not, because you can't win.
Yeah, exactly. Joining me tonight is someone who doesn't understand who... Well, actually, no. He understands pain. We just don't understand his pain. It's Mike.
Hey, guys.
Oh, God. Don't sound so sad.
Someone who's infinitely more happy but coffee is Nick.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
What the heck are you doing? I'm good.
How's your dog?
He's like digging underneath the little table in here because there was a tissue underneath there that I don't know how long it's been underneath there, and he found it. So,
lovely.
Anyway.
And yeah. Somebody who's excited to be here, Sean.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
So, I'm doing well, you know. News? Question mark?
Is there any news? I mean...
We had a dragon installed.
Pictures. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dragon!
We had that thing. That looks cool. Is it audio animatronic?
We'll see.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I guess not, maybe. I don't know. And it Who seems knows? Like that the dome is going to be behind him or something.
Did no, you guys I think it'll still be on the dome.
Well, did you see the, like, someone posted some concept art from, I forget what it was from, but it looked exactly like what the dragon looks like right now. I'm going on OU, and it looks like that the tail is going to be crashing through.
No, I had my fill of OU today.
Oh, I don't blame you. I'm just saying. I saw it. It looks like the tail's crashing through the back of the dome. Oh, let me pull it up. Oh, where's it? Yeah, here
Under
it is.
Under the dome.
Under the dome. I'm sending it to you guys on iMessages, so look for that. But it looks like that the head. It looks exactly like what we have right now, except the wings aren't on, and the tail is going through the dome, and the dome is behind it. So.
Sounds stupid.
Well, look at it. It looks pretty cool, I think. Still, I mean, there's a dome underneath it, but the big dome's there still.
Oh, okay.
Get that?
Oh, that looks awesome.
Yeah.
I thought you meant he was like, the dome underneath him was broken. No, that looks cool.
So hopefully that's what it looks like.
So then there is going to be a dome on top of it. Everyone
Joe doesn't like speak that. Well. Blame Joe.
Everyone was always free. Oh my god, you can see that there's no dome from outside of dome. I hate everybody.
I hear you, man.
Oh my god, shut up. Just shut up. If you can't have anything, if you can't say anything nice, go home. Or don't say anything at all, or whatever the saying is.
I'm actually quite happy, actually.
All right, Thumper.
You don't sound it.
Yeah, I'm quite happy, actually. Yeah, so that happened. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, like, finally opened. Or something. Five trains.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, five trains. They downloaded the Roller Coaster Tycoon trainer, so they installed five trains on it. And, yeah, there you go. Sounds pretty good. Yay. What else? Anything else? Oh, E, the TV show, has...
We rocked our Disney side.
We did rock our Disney side.
What?
Disney side, rock it. Never mind.
We talked about that on Friday.
Nick?
Y'all are breaking up bad on my end, so...
Okay. Do you say rock your Disney side, Nick? Okay, well, we're just going to ignore Nick now.
Yeah, but we talked about that on Friday after I said it, but don't... Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. E's doing a giveaway. The Tonight Show is doing a giveaway for Diagon Alley. They're all doing giveaways. So, yeah. Is there any other news? I mean, it just seems like right now we're just waiting for the wrap of the outside of London facade.
they did unveil the what the yogurt place in City Walk.
Menchie's.
Yeah. Yeah, all that's out from behind tarps now.
So that should be opening relatively soon. Or so. Cool. I guess Diagon Alley's gonna start mock service soon, and they're doing softs for team members soon, so awesome, cool stuff. So I guess we'll just get into the Islands of Adventure things now,
We got Kong aerials from Bob Wad.
Okay.
The other day. That's about it. I just wanted to mention it.
And everyone freaked out about the extended queue in some fashion. Whether it be freaking out about, whether saying we told you so, or yeah, we know it's going to be bad, or shut up, you guys just don't understand things. Yeah, that happened too.
Yeah, everyone yells at us when we freak out about that, but then when we tell everyone that Hogwarts Express is going to have a long line, it's like, no, it's not. Okay.
So what's going to happen then is that a month from now, when we find out it's going to have a long line, everyone's going to say no big deal, and Hate the Fly is going to say he told us about 2 months ago that it's going to have a long line. and then everyone's going to be passive aggressive, and that's what's going to happen. So cool. True story, bro. Okay, there we go. Islands of Adventure turned 15 today. Kungaloosh.
Feels like yesterday.
Feels like yesterday that Michael Eisner was walking through the front doors, judging, wondering what attractions that they would try to build to counteract Islands of Adventure.
And then they built none.
Yeah, that's... Well, let's not talk about Disney now, because this should all be about Universal's big day. Should we get into some history? Do you want to talk about our own personal feelings and history with the park? What do we want to do?
Oh, really? Sorry. Hold on.
Hey, Baloo.
You guys decide what you want to
do. So...
Mike?
Sony is in talks with Hulu to bring Community back for a sixth season.
Okay, thank you. That was a non sequitur. Do you want to bring it back to theme park talk?
And I'm having terrible connection issues with y'all right now. It's really bad. Skype.
Yeah.
Really, really bad with Skype right now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
No, it's rough. It's like the time we had Banks on. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Okay, I'm hooked up onto Ethernet, so I'm not sure what everyone's complaining about, but okay.
Blame Joe.
Okay. So yeah, so do you want to do history? Do you want to talk about our stuff with the parks?
Yeah, let's talk about some history.
History?
Where the park came from.
Do you want to do it? Do you want me to do it? Who wants to start, I guess?
Whatever, you can start.
Okay, I'll start. It started off in the early 90s. They were looking to build, I believe it was a Toon-based park?
Tooniversal.
Yeah, Tooniversal.
Tooniversal Studios.
There you go. DC, Looney Tunes, I think a few other things. And then that kind of morphed to more of a Islands of Adventure concept. I forget if they changed names. It seems like Jurassic Park did well, so they started doing that. Then they threw in a bunch of other stuff, and they lost the licenses to...
They were too cheap for the licenses.
Yeah. They were too cheap, and then Six Flags came and bought them up, so... Yeah, so they got Seuss instead, and...
No, Seuss was always in the plans.
Really, it was?
Yeah.
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 Then, I'm trying to think, did they get... Because so
it was Toon. It was Seuss. It was Seuss, Gotham / Metropolis, like Looney Tunes, and I don't remember what the last. But those were like the three big.
Jurassic Park.
No, Jurassic Park wasn't in the original plan.
Jurassic Park was going to the studios.
Yeah.
Park was you're still talking about Tooniversal.
You're still talking
about Tooniversal. Okay. My bad. I thought we. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
By the time they moved to the Islands of Adventure idea, I'm pretty sure all the WB products were out. Like, I don't think Gotham was ever supposed to, like, that Batman land was ever supposed to be in the Islands of Adventure concept. I think that was only for Tooniversal.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But I could be misremembering there.
Okay.
I was waiting for something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, what else is that? What else is the history of the park? I mean, the other big thing with the park was Imagineering's layoffs after.
Well, and then there were a lot of other like lands that were that they kind of blue skied that never really happened because again they were too cheap. Like there was supposed to be a Simpsons area in that park.
Yep.
There was a plan for a Flintstones area
yep.
with like a parade that you can find art for and like and then they start and then you can tell when they started getting cheaper and cheaper like after Flintstones it was like Casper I think or something
yep
and then it just they started scraping the bottom of the barrel for like their dollar store comic Sunday comic properties for Toon Lagoon.
Truth.
But yeah,
the worst part is.
Go ahead, Mike.
Worst part is they Looney Tunes is willing to give them a really good deal. For in perpetuity,
yeah.
It was like 60 for life.
Yeah, and they balked at 60. So.
That would have been amazing. Ugh. Imagine if Toon Lagoon was Looney Tunes. Ugh.
Much better than they have right now.
Ugh.
They have now is garbage.
Other than Sweet Haven, it's garbage.
Such a bad area of the park. Yeah, no.
You see, some people responded to Universal today on Twitter that was their favorite land.
They have to be choking. They have to be joking. There's no way that's possible.
I don't know, man. People freaking love Dudley Do Right for some reason.
I don't understand the love for that attraction
yeah.
at all.
I don't either. It's got a really good drop and everything else around. And I actually, the queue is pretty decent too, but everything else is just.
Y'all, it wins the golden ticket every year for Water Ride.
Golden ticket.
You mean how Mythos keeps winning the golden ticket?
Mythos hasn't won in a long time. And that wasn't
Mythos
golden ticket. That was Theme Park Insider.
Yeah.
The banner still says it, y'all.
Oh God, what a joke.
I think somebody must have forgotten the banner.
Oh, 100%. They don't know it's there.
I don't know how that is.
Steve Burke.
Hey, Steve,
hey,
remember
Steve,
this?
Get rid of this, buddy.
Yeah.
Joe, you're just a Mythos hater.
Yeah, whatever. I'll deal with it.
We still don't understand Joe, you guys. So.
We don't understand Joe's pain.
Oh, don't turn this on me, Mike. Don't even dare.
But, yeah, and then they started to move towards, you know, I think once Jurassic Park was as big as it was, they decided, we probably shouldn't have put that in the studios, and we should make it the centerpiece of the next park. And that's where, you know, the Jurassic Park Island came from. And then they kind of built around that. Obviously, as we just said, Toon Lagoon was the last land to be finished because they were basically getting properties as they were building it. Like, they didn't even know what they were putting in where when they built the area. They just kind of... And it shows, because things are just thrown in wherever they can fit something. And then Lost Continent, I think, was always in the plan once they moved to the Islands of Adventure concept.
Yeah.
You can actually see an old... there's an old rendering of the original plan for Poseidon's Fury facade, which was actually going to be like a giant Atlantean submarine, which would have been cool. And then, like we said, Seuss was already in the plan, so they just kind of left Seuss where it was. And then they signed that deal with Marvel when Marvel was floundering in the 90s. That is still giving the fanboys angst today.
No, guys, you don't understand. They're going to allow Magical Express at Universal. And it'll be fine now.
Someone showed me a couple posts on Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. It was this guy convinced that because the contract with Marvel talked about the resort only having two parks, that if Universal ever built another park, Marvel would go back to Disney.
What?
I don't quite understand how contracts work.
Yeah. He was convinced that was the case. It was funny.
Jeez. That's really special.
But yeah, so, you know, Jurassic Park was originally planned to, like, be the big ticket ride that everyone wanted to go on, and then Spider-Man came along.
Yeah, which always seemed really interesting, because I always felt like Jurassic Park was the least interesting land. Or one of.
No way.
When it first opened, I would say...
No.
I would say Lost Continent and Marvel were more interesting.
No.
Joe.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, no. Let's rewind here. Back to 1999. There's no Wizarding World of Harry Potter. There's no New Fantasyland. Jurassic Park is the first real land that's based on an IP.
Yep.
That's a place you wanted to go. And they really did a good job with it.
It felt completely real, completely filled in. You had the Hammond and the Ian Malcolm walk around face characters. You had Triceratops encounter, which made the place feel alive and lived in. You had the Discovery Center, which at the time was really good. You had Camp Jurassic, which is still one of the top three or four Sawyer Island-esque attractions. And you had a really good ride in the River Adventure.
And you had the promise of expansion, or the thought at least, or the hope of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of expansion room originally planned for Jurassic Park.
Well, they had concept art for the Jeep ride and the aerial ride.
Yeah.
Helicopters.
The Precursor to Soarin'.
Or was that going to be an actual physical ride? I forget.
I always envisioned it like Soarin'.
What, helicopters?
Like, I thought it was just a regular simulator. But
it's like a Star Tours type ride is what I always was told.
But yeah, the Jeep ride was supposed to go where Forbidden Journey is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But yeah, that's why Lost Continent was my favorite land, but I mean, Jurassic Park was probably the most completely filled in land backstory and theming wise.
Yeah, because they created a whole thing for it. The whole different island of Adventura, and the whole thing.
Yep.
And it was in all the promo material.
Oh, God. I wish they would...
Dinosaurs everywhere.
Just make that real again. But, yeah. And, like, Marvel had Spider-Man and Hulk. But, I mean, and I defend Marvel's theming, but Marvel is not up to Lost Continent or Jurassic Park theming.
Correct. No.
Or Seuss theming.
Right. Yeah, at opening, and not Port Adventure either.
Yeah.
At opening, Marvel was the second-to-last worst-themed land.
I can agree with that. So, do you want to talk about Lost Continent some before we move on with the other stuff?
The Lost Continent?
The Lost Continent.
You know, it's Universal's first original land. First and only.
Yeah.
Right? First and only and last?
Well, I mean, it's based on a lot of, you know...
Okay, Joe. Yeah, but so is... Joe. Like
Joe. So is everything with Disney, so yeah.
So is Mysterious Island, but you wouldn't call Mysterious Island based off a property.
Fair enough. But yeah, no, I would consider it the first and only kind of just unique land that they've done. I'm just trying to think of anything else that they've done like that, and I can't think of anything.
No, I'm trying to think in, like, the the international parks, and I can't think of anything.
Neither can I.
The only thing original in the international parks is, like, Space Fantasy, huh?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But that's based off of an IP, I thought.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's a unique thing, I think.
Yeah. It's got all the anime trappings, but I'm pretty sure it's original.
Yeah, so basically the only two original things that Universal has done is Port of Entry and Lost Continent.
Yeah.
And probably that'll be the way it is forever, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what they'll do if they ever do it.
Oh, yeah, third park. Yeah,
third park or water park or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I would think water park would probably have a better chance of being original than a complete third park, but who knows. But yeah, Merlin Woods, what we lost for Wizarding World with Harry Potter, was pretty dang cool. Mm-hmm. Had the Enchanted Oak, which was basically a restaurant inside the Great Deku Tree.
Yes.
And then the good version of Dueling Dragons that dueled and had the
awesome
caverns and queue where the knights were dead and there were skulls everywhere.
And the dragons.
The rhyming book and the rhyming skull and, yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, the dragons out front.
All the good stuff before they added a few, signs.
Well, that's where they took everything out.
Yeah, before they added a few signs, took everything out, and then added the, cup, so. Good times.
And the eggs.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and they had the tapestries in that first room that told the story, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was really cool.
Nobody ever got to see it because the line was never that long.
Well, it's too dark to see them anyway.
I thought it was too light to see them.
What?
Or do you mean
the first room?
Yeah.
First room in the castle you go in. There was tapestries, I think. Or stained glass windows. Now there's tapestries. There's Harry Potter tapestries now.
Yeah. The old stained glass windows, yeah.
Yeah, it was like when you first entered and there's a lot of sunlight in that area, I've always thought.
Yeah. Or am I thinking of somewhere else? Now it's the goblet and some tapestries and the whole tent-looking thing.
Yeah. Wasn't the book there, too?
Yeah, the book was when you turned left. The book is where the Triwizard chalice is now.
You guys, that ride was so cool. That whole
It really was amazing. It was the last regime, so I understand why it's still there, but God, I hate Blackstone for not just ripping it out and building some amazing Harry Potter thing there.
Yeah.
Like,
they could have moved that somewhere. They could have moved that coaster somewhere, and it would not have been
a twist. Could you imagine if they rip that out, put Forbidden Journey over there, and make like a big lake, and you would come out of the Hogwarts Express now with the Black Lake right there.
That'd be amazing.
Friggin' Blackstone. They ruin everything.
Could have been worse.
Well, yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
Yep.
Well, before we get into what their original Harry Potter concepts were, I always found it interesting just that Lost Continent had a lot of the Imagineering influences from that.
Yeah.
Those guys came over from the when they cut back on that project and they were doing Beastly Kingdom. So
just imagine how cool Beastly Kingdom would have been if that's what we got for Universal.
Yeah, it would have been sick. Good. I hear the ride may not have been that good, but everything sounds pretty awesome.
The ride. I don't know. The ride sounded awesome.
Rides. Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't. Okay.
I mean, I'm just going off of the interviews I've seen about it online, and it sounded really good.
We need is Joe Roy to come on the podcast and tell us.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Flights.
On his flights. Hey, Joe, you have a long flight. You want to go on a podcast?
It's like, what are you talking about? Get away from me. I need to count my earrings.
See, no, he's the kind of guy you got to get after he leaves Disney. He'll talk then.
Yeah.
Right now, he's trying to be the good soldier in his last project.
So Joe, talk about some of these snow leopards. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Now, what about this theme park ride? Okay, what about the snow leopards again?
How do you really feel about the Adventurers Club closing?
Yeah. I imagine we'll get some good stories about him being pissed off about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, after Islands Adventure opened, I mean, do you want to talk about Universal Escape a little bit?
Yeah.
While we're at it?
Oh.
Well, and you got to remember, it's not just Islands Adventure, it's also Universal Orlando Resort.
Well, today, I think 15th. It was just... Did any of the resorts open on the at the same time?
I think everything opened, didn't it?
No. Portofino definitely opened later.
Okay.
Royal Pacific opened later, I thought believe.
I couldn't find any dates on the resorts today.
Okay, well, for Islands Adventure to happen, the whole thing had to radically change. They had to move the parking lot, make the parking garages. Hard Rock had to move. So
have you ever the pictures of the construction of that resort are awesome.
Same. Yeah.
They're the craziest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's like, I mean, it's not as, you know, insane as the pictures you see of like Seven Seas Lagoon and stuff, but I mean, it's impressive what they did.
It's up there with when they were doing California Adventure, when they had to move the parking lot from right across the where the park was to way far away, and they had all this construction between it.
Yeah.
I mean, the resorts are way more similar than they are different, so.
Oh, yeah.
Except the difference is that this one, you had to walk through all this construction in order to get to the one park that was open.
Do you remember they had the big hourglass counting down to Islands of Adventure and yeah.
I heard about it, but I never saw it.
It was really
a picture
cool.
of it.
They had like a preview center inside Universal Studios.
Yeah, wasn't that right next to where isn't that where the Mummy extended queue's at?
That's yeah, right I now? Think so.
The mummy is.
Yeah. Ugh, that was an exciting time, man. But yeah, they you know you had to walk from where the parking garages are to where Universal Studios was, which I mean people bitch about that walk now, but imagine that walk with all you're doing is walking through like construction walls.
Yeah, and I with the Universal Escape thing, that just seemed to be really an odd messaging choice, I guess. I'm not really sure how that went wrong.
Well,
I like it, actually.
This was the problem. I loved it. I think it was a cool name. It had some amazing commercials. If you go back and watch the Universal Escape commercials, they are kick-ass.
You mean the man fighting? You know, it's the whole entire Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, except that
Spider-Man. Doc Ock on the wing of the plane.
Was
it's
that Doc
so
Ock
cool.
or was it Goblin? I thought it was
no,
Goblin.
No, it was Doc Ock.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Goblin.
And then, like, there was another one where, like, kids, like, a mom and her daughter were sitting in a diner and, like, the Cat in the Hat came in. It was, like, serving them green eggs and ham and stuff. Yeah, the commercials were awesome. But none of them said that there were two parks. None of them.
Which would kind of come and be ironic and bite them in the ass later on again. But it was just, everyone thought it was, you know, a new land.
Yeah, everyone thought it was an add-on to Universal Studios, so no one planned for like 2 days.
I've got a couple of dates for you about the hotels.
Oh, okay.
Portofino opened in September of 1999. The Royal Pacific didn't open until 2001. I don't have any date for the Hard Rock, though.
That was probably one of the first ones to open.
I think Hard Rock was the first one to open, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jeez, I didn't realize Royal Pacific didn't open for another 2 years. Chalk that up to Universal Escape falling on its ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, people just aren't smart enough, though. It's still the same problem.
I don't disagree.
It's a clever name.
But the other name was better. Can we agree with that? What they originally were calling it?
What was the original name?
Universal City, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Universal City, Florida.
But I still don't think that works, though. I mean, it works for us, but...
I don't know.
That doesn't solve the problems. What resort makes it seem this big grand thing?
It works better than... Well, then you can call it Universal City, Florida Resort. I just think Universal Orlando Resort is so, like, bland and not exciting at all.
Yeah, I think the issue is that not that people are stupid or dumb or impatient or whatever. I just feel like they have a certain limited amount of capacity that they want to think about their Orlando vacation with. Well, most people, 90%, as we can tell. And most of that messaging belongs to Disney. So you kind of have to be clever and...
Yeah, you really have to try.
Yeah, you have to try, be clever, do something different. So people kind of remember that a little bit, and then it kind of feeds into everything else. So... I just think that's what it is. People have other shit going on in their lives, so.
Hard Rock opened December of 2000.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
They didn't have any hotels open for, like, 5 months?
September of 1999, the Portofino opened. It was the first hotel.
4 months. Okay. Wow.
And as we all know, a friend of the podcast, Len Testa, is one of the interior decorators of the Hard Rock Hotel. you have to go back and listen to that episode, guys, so go back and listen. If I remember correctly, Seagram's was the owner when they opened, right? Or the ownership group that owned Seagram's?
I don't even remember.
What was that history?
I think so.
It was them or MCA.
Yeah, I think MCA might have opened... But Seagram's came in real quick after that. I don't remember. Let's look that up.
And now NBC Universal owns MCA. What a small world.
Yeah, who'd have thought? And today's the official soft openings, by the way. Yesterday was.
Yeah. Today.
But today's the official soft openings of Islands of Adventure, so there you go.
What? No, today was the official opening day.
Oh, no, I guess you're right. Never mind. Sorry. I'm just trying to read through this thing. Resorts, blah, 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 timeline. MCA planning. Known as Cartoon World, so there you go. That may have been one of the names floating around. One's our girl from Impanita here.
Y'all, I miss Merlin Woods.
Merlin Woods is great. I love that.
I can't miss it much.
No, I can't either, because I vastly love everything that came after it. Like, not even close. I could have sworn that it was it was MCA when they started off, and then it was Seagram's, or the holding company for Seagram's. That's why you had that Seagram's logo outside of
you still have it.
The bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had, and then that went to Blackstone and Universal. And then Blackstone sold out as Universal. Well
and GE
NBC
was...
Comcast. Oh, GE. Oof.
Yeah, GE owned it in there.
GE owned it during the dark times.
GE did not bring good things to life.
No. GE owned it during the worst point of the worst point of the resort.
Yeah, there you go.
From 2003 to Comcast.
I thought it was a GE Blackstone then?
Yeah.
Yeah, GE Blackstone. That was oof. Blackstone is just rip, tear, kill.
Bad times.
Bad times all around. So, I mean, new attractions they added before, the big one, they added Storm Force Acceleration, y'all.
Oh, good lord.
You got your Avengers ride.
What? It's X-Men.
X-Men, I'm sorry, whatever.
Oh, Joe.
I forget what it was.
Avengers.
I'm not thinking right now. I'm trying to host a show and do, like, 10 other things right now, so give me a break. And we also finally got that stupid tram ride in Seuss Landing.
I love that ride.
I've never been on it. I want to go on it once I get Express Pass.
Oh, it's just a fun ride. Wait in line.
I'm not waiting in line.
What ride are we talking about?
High
in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride or whatever.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait for it, but it's pretty cool.
I mean,
it's really short.
Yeah, I'm going to use Express Pass on it, but...
And I waited in a seriously long line for it on my last trip, or whatever it was.
God, you're dumb.
Why do it?
Forbidden Journey, like 10 more times.
You can only do every ride so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something new.
Indiana Jones disagrees with you. No, fair enough. Originally, that ride was supposed to be... What was that supposed to begin? The
Sylvester Monkey McBean's unusual driving machine.
Yes, very good, sir. You get a gold star for that one.
And they used to have... I remember, because I went the year it opened. They had a, like, Sylvester Monkey McBean riding around on the track.
On the track. Yep.
Yeah. I thought there was, like, one... It was that and maybe another vehicle, too.
I just remember
the one.
Yeah, I remember there were vehicles riding around on the track as like a preview because they couldn't get it open for the opening day. And that was more of a typical monorail attraction.
Yeah.
And that the individual cars were like, I think they're like bumper cars in a way that you could accelerate and decelerate, kind of like Tomorrowland Speedway.
I thought they spun. I thought that's what it was supposed to do.
No, I thought they accelerated and decelerated, and you control that and speed up and speed down, and you'd have a set speed, but you could, like, I don't know. I forget what it was, but then that never worked, so they kind of gutted the whole track, and they placed up the...
No, it worked.
Okay.
It just didn't pass code.
Oh, I didn't know what the issue was.
It's something about fire.
Yeah, there wasn't enough evacuation
area.
So like, they had no way to evacuate the ride.
Okay, so then why did they replace it what they have now?
Because they can evacuate this ride.
Interesting.
Wait, you also got in the year 2000 the wonderful flying unicorn attraction.
The year 3000. yeah, we got the flying unicorn. Oh boy.
I like the flying unicorn.
It's a goddamn Vekoma roller skater.
I don't care. I like it.
At least it's not an Intamin.
Yeah, at least it's not an Intamin ride. There you go.
I love Flight of the Hippogriff.
Yeah.
I haven't been on it yet, so.
And at night, Joe. It looks rainbow at night.
Anyway.
You gotta admit that for a kiddie coaster, it's got some kick to it.
Yeah, I've said that a million times. Only Universal could build an intense kiddie coaster.
Really, it needs some screens, though.
Yeah, it's lacking from screens and inversions. And where's the water spraying at you?
It does have an AA, though.
Yeah, right?
Just saying. It's a kiddie coaster with an animatronic and no screens.
No screens and an animatronic. That should be Disney fans' wet dream at Universal.
It's more than you can say about Barnstormer, right?
And a theme queue.
Yeah, Barnstormer removed the AAs they had. They had the old chickens from World of Motion.
World of Motion. Yeah.
And then they got rid of those when they went over to the Great Goofini thing.
For some reason.
Yeah, go figure. Too much money, guys. We have to use all electricity for the
makes sense.
Casey Jr.
Makes business. Sense.
Business. It's just a business, you guys. So those
animatronics don't last forever.
Yeah.
Water features don't last forever.
Oh man.
Attractions don't last forever.
That entrance from Jurassic Park into Lost Continent with the rock work. Oh man.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either at all.
Lost forever.
I'm just seeing some pictures because I typed in flying unicorn and I'm looking at Google images.
Yeah, send it to us.
Man, flying unicorn was way out the way. It was way back there.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
You know what the worst part about, Disney, most theme park historians only ever freaking going to Disney? We have none of this crap. We have none of this crap.
We don't have the night show. We don't have anything. We have video.
We have one terrible video of the night show, half of it, the guy's pointing this camera at his own friggin' chest.
We don't have any of William Kidd's score that's not on the CD.
Ugh. For shame, theme park historians. For shame.
And Tom Bricker still won't go take pictures.
Nick, are you going to send those photos to us?
I'm working on it.
We got meat for you, Israel. We're all right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
The picture's not that great. I'll send it to you, but the one I found's not that great. So.
Yeah, because it was taken with a disposable camera.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, it looks like it was.
The underwater disposable camera.
They bought it for Aquatica and Islands of Adventure.
It was taken by the first disposable camera ever made by man.
Back in the year 1999.
Come on.
Back in my day, we had megapixel phones.
Back in my day, we had MP3 CD-ROMs.
Back in my day, we had to carry around our music on CDs.
Back in my day, we had mini disc players.
Oh, good lord.
Back in my day, our handheld video game systems lasted 20 minutes when they weren't plugged in.
I love my Sega Nomad.
All right, give me
Let me go pull out my Laserdisc for Star Wars.
My Sega Saturn, y'all.
I'm listening to Console Wars right now. The audiobook of the book, it's really good.
You're listening to something while we record?
No, not right now. I'm listening to it at work. Right. I'm listening to it at work. I'm sorry. Let me explain that. It's like saying I'm reading a book right now. It's not like, oh, you're reading the book right now. It's like, no, I'm reading it progressively. You get the idea. Anyway, so you guys want to talk about, like, the neck... What should we talk about next? Do you want to
talk about things that never happened?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about things that never happened.
What did you say, Mike?
How bad Sinbad still is.
Sinbad still sucks. Okay, now.
But William Kidd wrote some great music for it that's never played.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's not played, but I haven't heard it before in the park. But there was someone that Universal Pod on UUOP today that was really cool.
Nick, I could have sworn those... Isn't that still where...
Dude, that's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know, but aren't those... Isn't those the same figures that are still in front between Seuss?
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the rock wall back there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like a little tunnel area, like, had, like, big rock walls around you, then it opened up into Merlin's Woods.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's pretty cool.
Look how good that statue looks.
I know.
Holy crap, I just found a good website.
There's still one by Zeus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not painted up like that.
And by Zeus,
get on that, Universal set designers. Paint that up.
I'm sending y'all a link. This guy's
Zeus is how the Brits say it, bro. I get all my pronunciation tips from UUOP.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, y'all. Let's see. You can actually see. I really like that photo that you have from. You can see the dragons from the other side, so you can see exactly like that whole midway there with
the stained glass windows too, yo.
The Deku Tree. Oh, there's the stained glass windows. Holy shit! This is going to the show notes. And the book. Oh my god.
See, it sucks that we had to lose this part for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Why can't we have both?
And there's the old little stand with the lockers.
Oh my god. Merlin Woods was awesome.
You realize the significance of this in Universal history? This is all they'll ever make.
If this was Disney, people would be like losing their minds.
Yeah, if this was in DAK where Avatar's going.
Oh my god.
Universal's doomed, you guys. Universal's is doomed.
Doomed. The flying unicorn trains were awesome, too. I mean, the hippogriff ones are cool, but the unicorn ones are really cool.
I think they look better. I just like the old school ones.
Yeah, the unicorn ones look better, but the hippogriff ones are still nice. But
so, guys, is Dueling Dragons the first story coaster?
Guys, go back to page 4 and look at... They have pictures inside the Enchanted Oak.
I'm scrolling down. Oh, wow.
This is great radio, y'all.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. Isn't it great to see...
If you could see this, you would understand, people.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes. But, I mean, there's a great video... just a photo that's, like, looking from where you would be in the Hogshead Pub towards where the food service area is. And it looks like the Great Deku Tree in the middle. Just huge.
It's what it is.
It is. It is what it is. I'm not arguing. And the food looks amazing, too.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. Well, give or take the burgers and, like, the ribs. Yeah. And take out a burger, add the fish and chips, and throw in some pumpkin fizz.
Hmm.
I want pumpkin fizz.
You all right, Mike?
No, we said the magic word, pumpkin fizz. I don't... That one photo before the... man, these are really good photos. We'll have to send these out.
Yeah. What hero took these pictures?
Theme Park Sushi?
Theme Park Sushi.
Thank you, ThemeParkSushi.com. And his about page is coming soon, yo.
He died before he could write the coming soon.
The email is Steve at Theme Park Sushi. So thank you, Steve at Theme Park Sushi.
The only universal historian.
Clearly. Hey, Sean, he also has a Busch Gardens Williamsburg page.
Nice.
True hero.
So let's talk about some of the stuff that never, ever came to Islands of Adventure.
Most of which is from Jurassic Park.
Well, I mean, we had the...
Van Helsing.
And Van Helsing.
About Van Helsing.
Van Helsing has so many interesting stories.
I forgot about Van Helsing.
Was that the same ride as we got with Forbidden Journey?
It's basically exactly Forbidden Journey.
Because I forget if they had incorporated the same amount of dark ride segments, or if it was...
I don't know that much, but I'm like 95% sure it's the same track layout.
Yeah, I remember seeing that...
Someone posted the track layout.
Yeah, I remember seeing the...
Oh, I think it was Hate to Fly. But yeah, so Van Helsing was supposed to go into Lost Continent when that movie came out. And it was supposed to go in the same exact spot where Forbidden Journey is.
Same kind of idea with the
same
dome.
Same ride system.
Yeah, same ride system, yeah. Same domes, same everything.
But obviously when that movie tanked, it was gone.
And thank God it did.
Yeah, but I actually think if Van Helsing would have been good, that would have been a cool attraction.
I guess so, maybe. Let's see.
Totally would have. All the Universal Monsters in one attraction, that would have been cool.
Okay, so I have the Van Helsing concept here. And it really doesn't look like what we got with Forbidden Journey. Or maybe I'm wrong here.
Forbidden Journey sucks anyway, you guys.
Sorry, I forgot about that, Mike. My apologies.
It's blurry and it makes me sick and wah, wah, wah.
Such a terrible ride. What is this?
In case anybody doesn't know yet, that's sarcasm.
That's sarcasm, y'all.
If you didn't know, Marge, that was sarcasm. Well, duh!
What else didn't we get? The Jeep ride, obviously, from Jurassic Park.
Helicopters, y'all.
Helicopters.
The Jeep ride, there's so much art out there for the Jeep ride that I'm sure everyone's seen, with like you driving through the Brontosaurus's legs and the T-Rex almost tipping your car and all this kind of stuff.
The car spinning out of control.
Yeah, where the Raptors are. Would have been cool.
Yeah.
Never going to happen. Probably never going to happen anywhere, sadly.
I'm looking at some of the concepts on Orlando United. I just found the Designs of Islands of Adventure one again.
Yeah.
The thread. And one was the Noisarium
at Seuss Landing. Oh, yeah, that would have been cool. That was supposed to be a post show for Cat in the Hat.
Yep.
Where, like, yeah, it was like a noise playground, kind of like Imageworks-esque,
yeah.
But more Seussical.
Okay, I'm sending you guys... We'll also link this to the show notes, but I sent you guys the Van Helsing attraction layout. Which doesn't look like... Really, I don't know.
Joe, you're just a Universal hater.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's probably too small to be... I think this was all... It had to be all screens.
Don't say it.
Shocking.
Yeah, I'm seeing the... Yeah, Bart Saves the World. We got Peanuts that were supposed to do it, be in there.
That's what Peanuts were supposed to be in there.
Yeah, that was an interesting one right there. Let's see what else we got. I'm just going through everything right now. So this is just more rooting video. Have you ever
seen any art about helicopters? I don't think so.
I think I saw. Yes. I think I saw a little bit.
Yes, I've seen some, but I don't. And I had it saved somewhere, and I don't know where I saved it at. I'll have to go digging.
I'm looking in this thread still. So we had helicopters, which I guess that was the. A simulator attraction of some sort.
Yeah. The Raptor wooden coaster concept.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember seeing that.
It was supposed to be. It was a wooden coaster, and you went at one point. You went through like a cave where raptors had escaped, and they would like attack you. And then when the train got back to the load station. There was, like, special paint on the, like, blacklight paint on the cars, and it made it look like your cars had been, like, ripped apart.
Ah, nice. I just saw a photo of the Mark Woodbury and Dale Mason interview about Islands Adventure when Mark Woodbury looked like Kenny Loggins back in the late 90s, you know, with the hairstyle and the kind of the shaved but not shaved beard and the sport coat over the white t-shirt. Kind of look. Absolutely amazing.
Trying to think what else didn't come. Was there ever anything else? Well, the good version of Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that one real quick?
See, this always confused me whenever I saw this art.
Yeah.
Because the ride is clearly not set up for this. So I want to know, like, when the decision was made not, like, do something completely different. Like, was this just, there's art out there for Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls where you were going to have, it was going to be, start off where two logs were side by side together.
Yep.
And then you were literally going to get sawed in half, so to speak, and one log would go one way and the other log would go the other way.
That would be on the final drop, wouldn't it?
Yeah, before the last drop.
So I want to know, like, when that decision was made. Because it had to be pretty early.
I think that was really early.
Yeah. But yeah, that would have been cool. And then, of course, Dudley Do-Right was not supposed to open with the park. And then they realized, they thought they didn't have enough capacity, so they rushed it, obviously. To get done, and then no one showed up to the park, so they didn't need to rush it.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame. Are there any Marvel concepts that never got built? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think they actually ever did that.
No, because Marvel is the backup plan now.
Yeah, it was.
They'll just get rid of it any time. Guys want to talk about the Batman roller coaster? I mean...
Batman versus the Penguin?
Bingo.
It looked cool. It was like it was a dueling suspended coaster, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Not even like a suspended, but like one of the swinging suspendeds.
Yeah, back when that was a thing. So I found the image for... it's a storyboard for Dudley Do-Right. And it looks like Splash Mountain. Like, honestly, like Splash Mountain. Like, the more so than it did now. The whole entire, hill. And then you're going up, and then you get cut in half, and then you go down the flume in separate areas. And that's from the Goddard Group. So. Thanks, guys.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been pretty sweet. Oh, let's see.
Not a fan of that facade, though. That is a hideous facade. The facade we got is way better. Anywho.
I think that's it for non-built attractions. I don't think Seuss had any other than Sylvester Monkey McBeans.
Which was built but never opened, so.
Yeah, we kind of got a facsimile of that in the end.
Yeah. So do you want...
We should have had Planting a Lost Continent. Set up inside.
Yeah. I have no idea what you just said.
English.
We're supposed to get Atlantis thing set up inside of Poseidon. A different kind of Poseidon.
Yeah.
What Mike said.
And we had a nighttime. It took away because I was going.
Yeah, what he said again.
It's like you're breaking up like something crazy. Oh.
You're breaking up like something crazy.
Oh, okay, we heard that. There we go. The only concept art I have for the helicopter tours is just the landing dock. On the water, and in the background, you can see the helicopter pad. Oh, that's okay. About it. So I don't see much else.
Oh, we forgot to talk about one of our other few extinct attractions, the island skipper tours.
Yep. Yeah, that was a thing.
And they had they used William Kidd's music from the defunct Pirate Bakery for that. Learned that today.
Huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like
the more
that
you know.
Croissant Moon was supposed to be a pirate bakery, and then they changed the theme. So they took the music that he wrote and put it on the Skipper Tour.
I like that music.
It never seemed to really fit Lost Continent. I'm not Lost Continent, Port of Entry. I don't know, that's just me, though, maybe.
What are you talking about, Joe?
Yeah, clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, upward and onward?
Yeah. What's next?
I guess the original concepts for Potter.
Oh, God.
The horrendously hilarious originally bad concepts for Potter.
The overlay?
The overlay for Lost Continent.
Now, do we really believe those?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We do?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys.
I think it was an early pitch.
It was an early pitch.
I don't know if I can believe that.
It's an early pitch. It has to be an early pitch. It matches up with what we heard from before from other people about concepts and ideas that they had that were rejected. It matches up with their original concept for the Flight of the Hippogriff, where you're supposed to board in Hagrid's hut. So I don't see why this doesn't match up. But generally, the idea was to keep everything just the same that they had it and Lost Continent, except add a few more stands, I guess. No snow. They kept the restaurant the same as it was. Mm-hmm. It seems like they messed around with everything. They kept the dragons. They maybe made that a little greener. They kept they brought Weasley's Wizard Wheezes for some odd reason out there. And then it looks like the castle's more based on the. Kind of, it looks like it's based on both the movie and the book.
It reminds me more of the first castle in the first movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it looks like a lot of. And then most of that was just in the... it was mostly in the background, it seems like. It wasn't really up front and center. It seemed like to be... the entryway was just some sort of, I don't know, pedestrian bridge? I don't know.
The entrance in that art to Hogwarts is awesome. It's like over a bridge and over water.
Yeah.
I really don't have a problem with Hogwarts in that art.
No.
Mm-mm. And then in other art, they had some weird, I don't know, wizard shop of everything that you can imagine just thrown together.
Dervish and Bangs?
No, this is even weirder. I don't even think it's... No, it's not that.
Send us
Dragon's
the art.
Keep.
No, let me send you the art link real quick. Let me send you that. Again, this is such a great visual medium for an audio medium right now. We're just...
They get what they pay for.
Yeah, exactly, which is nothing.
Well, we planned this show for, you know, at least 2 hours or so this afternoon.
Yeah, we planned it this afternoon. I had other shit to deal with.
And by 2 hours, we texted back and forth like 3 times.
No, I didn't plan on being here.
And Mike didn't plan on being here, and that's why he's so surly.
No one knows his pain.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, hate.
Not hate. I just like to make fun of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody knows, y'all.
Nobody knows. So, I mean, that was the original crappy Harry Potter concept.
Oh, these pictures were saved by BJ Cool. I wonder whatever happened to him or her.
I don't know.
One of our fallen OU comrades.
Pour one out.
I might have to get off there soon.
OU?
People be driving me crazy there.
Yeah, you'll come back.
Don't fan those flames, bro.
Oh, man.
No, it's not even the main people. It's they literally had to close down the kids' own thread because people were being ridiculous.
And that was what the reason was that they escaped.
Just absolute. It was beyond. It was just like, okay, so is it a franchise? Would it work at Universal? Let's cover in.
Let's guess every single franchise ever created.
With 1,000 words or more of why it could or could not be that. Absolutely ridiculous.
Anyway.
Potter.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need to talk about this art too much. It was dumb. They didn't build it.
Thank God.
It was never going to be built this way.
Thank God.
And this was still better than whatever Disney put out.
Reportedly. I still haven't heard Disney's official proposal yet. So.
But this art would theoretically be so bad that it would drive her to the other side. And apparently the other side was worse.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm excited and waiting for to hear about that choice. So, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, Sean's right, Joe.
What?
Disney's proposal had to be worse if that's what they went with. If they went with Universal over them.
Well, they probably had this. They probably went and said, okay, guys, we're going to go with you, but you cannot build this. We'll choose you, but we're going to say thanks, but no thanks for this proposal. So
we'll choose you, but Stuart Craig and Alan Gilmore have to design everything. Y'all just make the ride system.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Y'all stick to the theme park stuff. We'll design the rest.
Yeah,
blame Blackstone.
But apparently Alan Gilmore's really into it because he wants to do Ministry of Magic now, so he's not tired of it yet.
And by wants to, you mean is doing.
Yeah. is currently planning.
That's going to be so cool, y'all.
Yeah, oh, it's...
Yeah.
It's going to be insane. You know 100% in a month and a half, that is exactly what that team's jumping onto.
Yeah. Well, I think Gilmore has to go to Hollywood for a little bit. But maybe not. Not so soon.
I think a little bit of Hollywood.
And then would Gilmore work on Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, he is. But he probably already has been working on that. Because, I mean, this stuff's been designed for...
Yeah, I mean...
A while.
I mean, really, Diagon's probably just him walking in and signing off on everything at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to talk about the future of Islands of Adventure now and talk about Fantastical Beasts or anything else?
Kong?
Sure.
Kong.
Kong. Jurassic Park expansion?
Maybe. Whatever takes up to the goon.
There was some news about Jurassic World this afternoon from the director.
Porque?
Not just rumors anymore. This is legit, confirmed stuff. Basically, all the rumors though were true.
Yes!
It's a functional theme park. It's amazing. It's basically Walt Disney World, SeaWorld gone wrong.
Wait. Is Chris Pratt a dinosaur trainer? Because that's the most important part.
Chris Pratt is a researcher of raptors, trying to figure out the limits of human and raptor interactions and how we can.
Yes! He's you know, going to train raptors. This is going to be so cool.
The director said no training per se, just studying and learning how to, kind of like how Dr. Grant messes with them with the signals and the calls and stuff.
Yeah. Listen, we all know this is going to end with a street fight between Chris Pratt and his raptors against the evil dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing as good or bad dinosaurs, the director says. There are predators and prey. The T-Rex in Jurassic Park took human lives and saved them. No one interpreted her as good or bad. This film is about our relationship with animals, how we react to the threat they pose to our dominance on Earth as a species. We hunt them, cage them in zoos, we admire them from afar, and we try to assert control over them. Chris Pratt's character is doing behavioral research on the raptors. They aren't trained, they can't do tricks. He's just trying to figure out the limits of the relationship between these highly intelligent creatures and human beings.
This movie's going to be so good, y'all.
He also confirms that the film will feature a brand new species. There will be one new dinosaur created by the park's geneticists, he says. The gaps in her sequence are filled with DNA from other species, much like the genome in the first film was completed with the frog DNA. This creation exists to fulfill a corporate mandate. They want something bigger, louder, with more teeth, and that's what they get.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited for that movie, y'all.
Movie scope.
See, Jurassic World takes place in a fully functional park on Isla Nublar. It sees more than 20,000 visitors every day. You arrive by ferry from Costa Rica. It has elements of a biological preserve, a safari, a zoo, and a theme park. There's a luxury resort with hotels, restaurants, nightlife, and a golf course. There are dinosaurs, real ones. You get closer to them than you ever imagined possible. It's the realization of John Hammond's dream, and I think you'll want to go there. And then they also talks about how...
Man, screw whatever else is going to go in Toon Lagoon. Just make it all Jurassic Park. All of it.
I don't know how that'll work with Kong, but sure, yeah, why not?
And then there's going to be the whole social media / cell phone aspect of it. Our relationship with technology has become so woven into our daily lives. We've become numb to the scientific miracles around us. We take so much for granted. What if, despite previous disasters, they built a new biological preserve where you could see dinosaurs walk the earth? And what if people were already kind of over it? We imagine a teenager texting his girlfriend with his back to a T-Rex behind protective glass. For us, that...
Mike.
We've seen CG dinosaurs. What else you got? Next year, you'll see our...
Ugh.
And it takes place 22 years after original Jurassic Park, which is...
Some of your stuff got cut out.
Oh. Well, sorry, everybody.
Gotta read it for yourself. That was our copy protection.
Go to comingsoon.net and read.
That movie's gonna be so good. I love everyone in that movie, too.
It takes place in real time, like today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you guys think about
watch Jurassic Park?
What do you guys think is going to replace in Toon Lagoon?
Who knows? I think they want Lord of the Rings to replace Toon Lagoon, but whether they get Lord of the Rings is a different story.
The Tolkien's are nutcases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree there.
I don't know if I'd say they're nutcases. I can't fault them for what they're doing, and it's not even them. It's the son. It's Christopher Tolkien.
Yeah.
I can't fault him for his decisions. I mean, I think he's a little too overprotective, especially seeing how well Universal worked with J.K. to make what they made. But from what I understand, his real... It's almost his beef is with the movie more than anything else. And I think he doesn't want the movie aesthetic coming through just because he hates the movie so much.
And the movies are how he's going to get this through.
You're not going to build a land without the Peter Jackson aesthetic.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's probably the sticking point. But don't worry, y'all. It was reported last year that it's coming to Disney World, so...
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Can't wait.
Oh, WWNT.
Christopher Tolkien who does whatever his dad wanted, and his dad hated Disney.
Mm-hmm. More than this podcast.
More than... J.R.R. Tolkien hated Disney more than all the fanboys on Twitter put together.
That's pretty impressive. Not gonna lie. He was the original Fomer hater.
Man.
Oh, man. But, I don't see them rushing to replace it if they're not going to get something like Lord of the Rings.
There's no need.
No,
it serves its purpose well, and it's
still
there.
Winning golden tickets, y'all.
It's ugly. It's ugly as sin. It's stupid. No one cares about the theme. Oh.
Joe, you hate Universal. You don't count. The only person who makes Universal ADRs.
Yep, don't you forget about that either.
I did make one time just to try it out. But.
Chop,
yeah,
chop,
we made
bro.
One for the kitchen.
Chop, chop.
Yeah.
Chop,
and
chop.
And then we were the only people in the restaurant.
Chop, chop. Chop, chop. Chop, chop.
You know, but like every park has that one area that just needs to be fixed in some way, so.
See,
Epcot and Future World.
like Epcot and all of it.
Let it go, Sean.
Dino-rama.
I would be okay with Toon Lagoon staying if you could get, like, a thematic upgrade.
How about some actually relevant Toon characters?
I don't care about relevance.
Yeah, I don't either.
I care about relevance, because
it deals
with relevant tunes.
Relevance.
Well, if they would go into the what's the alley called?
King's Alley.
Yeah, if they would just tear all that out and go and get like the Flintstones, like was in the original concept that's coming out with a new movie, and do that there.
They're doing another Flintstones movie?
Yeah, a new
animated or something?
Yes, an animated movie. It's coming out in a few years. But, I mean, put that aesthetic there and kind of bridge the gap between, you know, Popeye and all that and do a Flintstones ride where that stupid theater is and be done with it.
Yeah.
It's just it's a hodgepodge, and I think that's the problem with it. If it was more cohesive in some way with
that
some
word.
Sub-zones, it would work better.
Does it need more hashtag thematics?
It needs to be cogent.
Cogent? So I just sent you guys an awesome picture of a fat Wolverine from Theme Park Sushi.
I don't understand why they didn't upgrade that costume when they upgraded all the other costumes.
Just it's so bad.
Because
it's so bad.
It is.
And all the other ones are so good now.
That's truth. I guess anything else?
Maybe something in Seuss.
Yeah, Seuss. I mean, there was the rumor of okay, what was it again?
Mount Crumpet or Lorax?
Yeah, Lorax.
I still think the Grinch is a foregone conclusion. It's a matter of when, not if.
I always thought Lorax was more of a possibility, but
why?
I don't know.
Why, Joe?
It makes
you're
no
wrong
sense.
Again.
Yeah, well, shut up, Mike.
The Grinch is, if not number one, it's number 1A of Seuss properties.
I agree. It's Grinch and then Cat in the Hat, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. But maybe you put Cat in the Hat above. Maybe.
I don't know.
Poor Joe.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
I think it's going to be Hop on Pop.
Hop on Pop already has the ice cream place, Nick.
Oh, it does. The foot book.
Yeah, man. It's got like the ice cream sundaes on a stick. They're good.
God, I forgot about that place.
Okay. Over and under 5 years for the rest of Lost Continent.
I say at 5 years. Exactly five.
When are we getting Fantastic Beasts?
2016.
They need to get a director for that soon so we can start casting.
And I also think that 2016 will be maybe Ministry of Magic.
I don't think so. I think that's Kid Zone.
Why not both?
Why not okay. both?
All right. Slow your roll, bro. All right, 2014 is Diagon. Maybe 17.
But remember, it's only going to be one. It's not going to be like a land.
So, screw you, Avatar.
Yeah, Ministry of Magic 2017. Suck on this.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. They're done with Party. They can't do anything else. Oh, crap.
No, you guys, you don't understand. There's going to be more Avatar movies before there are more Potter movies.
No!
Says the guy on the WDW Today podcast in denial, not understanding that more Potter movies are coming before new Avatar movies.
A month and a half, to be exact.
Oh, man, I hope Fantastic Beasts is just like a huge sleeper hit and destroys Avatar 2.
But here's the thing we need to remember. Avatar 1 was based completely on the fact people went, oh, it's James Cameron, I hear the 3D's pretty good. And this is a new thing, so let's go see it.
No. Avatar 2 is going to make a shit ton of money.
I don't even think it's going to make that much money.
It's going to make... It's easily going to make over $1 billion. Easily.
What? Maybe. I don't even think...
International audiences will
watch...
Go home,
Sean, you're drunk.
International audiences will watch anything with a 2 after the title. Anything. Every single sequel makes more money overseas.
That Asian market will sell Avatar.
Yeah. It's not going to make as much money here, I don't think, but it's going to make a ton of money overseas. A ton.
Blue disagrees.
Yeah, clearly. Let me on. I can't.
Ton of money.
But there's. Ton. The reason why this movie did so well, it was so hype, and it was like, oh, the environments are great, and the story is good, and all this stuff. And then it opened up, and people started seeing what it actually was. And I just feel like it was just that experiment everyone had to see.
But everyone saw it.
Yeah, fool me once, huge... shame on me.
I didn't.
It doesn't work like that, Joe.
Whatever.
I didn't.
Especially overseas. They will see anything with a 2 or a 3.
I didn't go see it.
Then great, let's open up Avatar Land in Shanghai.
They probably will.
Do you really believe they're going to get Mad Magic Plus? Do you believe that article?
Yeah,
that
I believe it 100%.
Yeah. They'll be integrated at the beginning.
Who cares?
I think it's going there before it will ever come to Disneyland or any of the other parks.
Oh, good lord, Disneyland. If it came to Disneyland.
They can't do Disneyland. They can't do Disneyland and they can't do Paris. They won't spend the money at Paris and Tokyo will never put it. Screw it. This is the Universal one. Happy anniversary, Alan's Adventure, because your future looks so bright. We have to talk about the shit going on at Disney.
Okay, so Lost Continent.
At 5 years. And
would it really hurt them to move that sign and that strand of lights? They could just move it to the side.
They could move it tomorrow, for
crying out loud. Move it to the other side of the building and move the strand of lights somewhere else.
They'll move them.
You know, I understand, you know, there's no transitions. Well, there are transitions between all the other islands, but, you know... Go ahead and make that argument. You still need something more than a foot between the sign and the Potter Rock. Sorry, people.
Yeah, we understand. I'm sorry. We don't understand. We don't understand your pain, Mike.
Understand why you want to keep Lost Continent like it is.
It's not that we don't want to keep it as it is. It's just that it's not going to happen.
The worst parts of Lost Continent have survived.
But here's the thing. You asked us, do you think it'll be replaced? And you asked us when we thought it would be replaced. It's not that we want to keep it. It's just that that's when we think it's actually going
to
be replaced.
I'm talking about people on OU, man.
Oh, OU wants to keep it?
Yeah. No, not just some people that were upset.
Probably the same ones who want to see the Smurf take over.
That you move that sign from right next to the rock.
Oh no, it's fine.
It's gonna kill. It's gonna kill the thematic integrity of Lost Comet.
Yeah, it's gonna kill it, but yeah, it's gonna be horrible. But Hogwarts Express is gonna have fine capacity, and Gringotts Extended Queue's fine. So, Okay, are you guys done?
Yeah,
you talked about My Magic Plus, and now I just want to go jump off a bridge.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Oh my god, I need to write a My Magic Plus post. So Mike's gone now. He's gone for good, so.
But Islands of Adventure is still amazing. Haters gonna hate. Great attractions. Three of the best attractions anywhere on the planet. Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Amazing music.
Yep.
Good food.
I remember walking in there the first time and my breath being taken away, and it still is, so.
My favorite entryway.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Throwing that one out there.
Definitely the best in America, in my opinion.
Yep. So, Mike.
So many little details in Port Aventure. We really didn't even talk much about Port Aventure, but.
No, we didn't.
So many little details in there.
Well, best entry ever. So.
Yeah, we're running in 80 minutes now, so we better cut this off.
Okay.
short episode.
Quote unquote short episode. So, Mike, Captain Mike 87. Sean, where can we find you at?
Parkscorp on Parkscorp.
Popscorp.
You're pulling a me now.
Parkscope underscore Sean.
Nick.
Parkscope Nick.
I'm Parkscope Joe. You can find us
a lot. Hey, Joe, I got a question.
What?
Why do you say we do this again, like tomorrow night?
I know, but let's not say that so that I can actually hold on to the episode for a little bit and then release it later. How's that sound?
Okay.
Because it's not going to be that timely, so we're good. Because then we can give us a break and we can space things out.
I can go to Disneyland.
And we can also possibly do maybe something right around the time when walls may be coming down or soft openings happen. Just
walls
saying.
Are coming down.
Yes, exactly. So, find us at Parkscope on Twitter. You can rate us on iTunes, www.parkscope.net, parkscopeblog@gmail.com for an email. Yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, on behalf of Mike, Kungaloosh, everyone, have a good night.
Yeah.
Okay.